USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new woman accuser of Charlie Rose says the veteran journalist made her watch an explicit scene from a film when she was an intern for his show back in 2002. Sarah Gordon saying on NBC's Today Show,
I knocked and he had said, come in. I proceeded to go into the living room and he said, I want to show you this scene from this movie.
Gordon does not allege that Rose ever physically touched her, but her latest allegation comes a day after Rose was fired by CBS, PBS, and Bloomberg after eight women claim they experienced inappropriate interactions with him. Three people still missing after a U.S. Navy plane crashes in the Philippine Sea south of Japan today. Eight passengers have been rescued so far. They're listed in good condition. The plane was headed for the USS Ronald Reagan at the time. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Deliberations continue in a closely watched trial in San Francisco, where a jury will decide whether an illegal immigrant's guilty of murder for the shooting death of a San Francisco woman, Kate Steinle, in July of 2015. Jurors began deliberations yesterday in the trial. The 32-year-old woman was shot in the back by a ricocheted bullet as she walked with her dad on Pier 14. Prosecutors say Jose Zarate deliberately shot Steinle. Defense lawyers claim a gun that he found under a chair on the pier fired accidentally when he picked it up. We hear of the opioid crisis. There's a report out today on what the epidemic is doing to a couple of particular age groups. Here's Mark Mayfield.
A new study finds heightened death rates from prescription opioids among boomers and people in their 20s and 30s, the group known as millennials. Researchers with Columbia University studied death rates from opioids since 2010.
Find us online at usaradio.com.
The best part about Dell's Black Friday sale is not that they have the lowest prices of the year. It's not just that they have the hottest electronics and tech, like the latest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. Or that there's free shipping and extended returns on everything. Or that it lasts until November 26th. No. The best part is you can shop these amazing doorbusters while wearing your Jam Jams. All you gotta do is go to Dell.com/Black Friday or call 800-BUY-DELL. Because why would you put on clothes if you can shop in your comfy pants?
Today marks the 54th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. At 2 this afternoon, local time in Massachusetts, park rangers will lay a wreath, and there will be a 21-gun salute outside the Brookline, Massachusetts home where Kennedy was born. Today also marks the end of the National Park Service's centennial celebration of JFK's birth. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas on this date in 1963. A former USA Gymnastics sports doctor facing 25 to 40 years in prison after pleading guilty to charges of sexual assault. Here's Sharon Reed.
In a Michigan courtroom this morning, Dr. Larry Nassar said he sexually assaulted several young athletes, including victims under the age of 13. Olympic gymnasts Gabby Douglas, Allie Reisman, and Michaela Maroney all accused Nassar of assault while working for U.S. Gymnastics. He now faces at least 25 to 40 years in prison.
The music world says goodbye to former teen idol and actor David Cassidy. The 67-year-old singer died of natural causes at a hospital in Florida Tuesday, according to a statement from his family, though an earlier statement had suggested he had suffered organ failure in recent days. And the Thanksgiving holiday getaways begun with AAA expecting roads to be packed. The agency's predicting traffic volume will be at its highest for any Thanksgiving since 2005. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
PBS program. The network adding, their credibility in reporting requires credibility in managing basic standards of behavior. Rose's quick exit began after eight women stepped forward to allege harassment by the 75-year-old newsman.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Another federal judge rules against President Trump's transgender military ban. Yesterday's ruling by a U.S. District Court judge in Maryland blocks the ban on the grounds that active duty members are already suffering harmful consequences because of it. The ruling cites postponed and canceled surgeries and the prospect of being discharged as some examples of those hardships. A judge in D.C. had ruled against the ban last month, but blocked only the provisions that dealt with joining or reenlisting in the U.S. military. The parade is not till tomorrow, but New Yorkers are all abuzz about this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, as we hear from James Flippin, who's there.
Well, Alan here has worked for Macy's for over a decade, so I asked him, does the beautiful chaos this time of year make the job tedious? Well, if you could see the smile on his face, you'd know he doesn't think so.
Excitement and so much fun. People coming from all over the world. They just howl square Macy's, you know, it's just magic.
He'll be with his family for Thanksgiving, but then it's crunch time.
I'll be here Friday.
You'll be here for, okay.
So, I'm ready.
Many people said they were blown away by the colorful and animated window display.
I've never seen all the fancy lights and stuff. It's really cool.
A woman brought her friend who's visiting from Barbuda. I spotted some shopping bags.
Gifts or presents?
Shoes.
At Macy's Herald Square, James Flippin, New York.
And we never take a holiday on the air or online. You can find us also at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. Listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Time is 8:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Lemonton right now, it's 41 degrees. It's overcast skies, and the rain is dissipating pretty quickly. Today is Wednesday. It is November 22nd, 2017. Rain ending this morning, breaks of the sun in the afternoon, high 53, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain right now is 100%. Clear sky tonight, a low of 25, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, and sunny along with a few afternoon clouds and a high of 44, winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour for tomorrow. Sunny skies on Black Friday, a high of 50, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high near 55 on Saturday. Intervals of clouds and sunshine, 43 on Sunday, and partly cloudy skies, 47 on Monday the 27th. Continues with sunny skies and 56 on Tuesday the 28th. That is not bad weather for travel and a holiday season, especially given what we've dealt with over the last couple of years. 41 in Raritan right now, 45 in Kingwood, 43 down in Doylestown, 41 in Pittstown, 42 Stockton, 43 Phillipsburg, 37 up in Asbury, 43 over in White House. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We have a dream. We go to
good morning, Hunterdon. Pixie here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. And we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. Might be a lot of those going on right now. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, that was the Partridge Family opening theme song, Come On, Get Happy. And it's in tribute to Keith Partridge, David Cassidy, who passed away yesterday. Generation grew up with that genre of TV shows, The Monkees, The Partridge Family. There was plenty of other ones. It only lasted 4 years, but man, what an impression, right? And it's unfortunate we continue to tick down of people that we're losing from time to time, and that's one that just kind of shocked the system. He was only 67. Complications of organ failure due to, it said, dementia. Someone will have to explain to me how those two things tie together, but nonetheless. Iconic that particular song I'm playing today is in comparison to being together as a family and friends tomorrow with Thanksgiving. It's time for me to get you into traffic, find you what's going on our Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic report, which I get from HERTTV.com. You can get it too. Just register with them and they'll send the alerts that I get via email, which you can pick the roads you want, local, county, state, interstate roads, highways and byways in and out of Hunterdon County. You'd be surprised, but there isn't any traffic today. That's because the majority of people are taking the day off. Now, today is one of those quirky days where somewhere around 3 o'clock, everybody's brain snaps and they forget that they're actually driving a car amongst other people. So, on your way home from your commute, if you could do me a favor and do something that allows you to at least have some idea that there's other people out there that you need to be concerned about as you're completely geared towards trying to get home and take care of your chores and other items that you need to take care of for the Thanksgiving Day feast and travel, that would be most helpful. So be careful tomorrow, tonight, this evening, this afternoon, whether you are driving or whether you are trying to avoid the drivers, it's best interest on this particular day. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunjibber Radio Traffic. So what is on Hunjibber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk with her about the markets. And then at 8:40, we talk with Diane Lane. We go traveling. What a day to talk about travel. Diane Lane right before the holiday weekend. She'll talk all about the different things to do now and in the very near future for your holiday trips and vacations. At 9 o'clock, I have Joe Nardini coming. Joe is here for two items. One will be his conflict resolution business. The other is that he's an author dealing with baseball tournaments. We'll learn about both of those items. And he has a book signing coming up this weekend. So we'll learn all about Joe Nardini and all the different things that he has in store for us today at 9 to 10. 10 o'clock, it's Staying Young show, a show dedicated to medical information to make you healthy and happy. So please do something to listen to that. Raising Conscious Kids Radio, that's Kim Pramatic. Raises and wants to help you raise kids in the 21st century with a eye towards a different way of behavioral modification, because the kids are much more emotionally connected today and more technologically connected today, so they're much more aware and they're conscious. And so it's important for you to come up with a different game plan. So it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Counselor Chat, Ruth Altamara Roll is in, talking about stress management. What a day to talk about that, huh, Ruth? I don't know what it is about getting families together around Thanksgiving dinner, but there's always somebody harboring some ill will, some chip on their shoulder, some concern that they've been harboring for years, and it all somehow leaks out somehow around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon after too much food and too much drink and too much family time. So Ruth will help you get all that information and kind of combat those feelings today from noon to 1. From 2 to 3, we got Modern Design. Rich Scuderi brings us Design in a Frugal Manner, where he talks about the latest designs for your interior design. And he brings on folks that he sources that material from and gets some of his ideas. So Rich Scuderi is on from Modern Design from 2 to 3. He's also an author, The Lonely Boy. Talented People is on from 3 to 4. Jeannie Murphy brings us great people that we need to learn about because they're up-and-comers, authors, public speakers, all sorts of unique individuals to making a name for themselves. The Human Side with David White is on from 4 to 5, talking about all the people who are trying to make a difference in life. And we finish up the day with the Legends of Success, an interview show interviewing business icons, their philosophies, their strategies, and their mission, and all how they did it and how they accomplished. That's the entire Hunjibber.com lineup, all there on the Hunjibber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterandChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We have a dream, we go traveling together. We spread a little love and...
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
A little Taylor Swift helping me with BrandyLikes.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. It's Gluten-Free Diet Awareness Month, Historic Bridge Awareness Month, Lung Cancer Awareness Month, Manatee Awareness Month, National Runaway Prevention Month, National Scholarship Month, Net Cancer Awareness Month, No Shavember Beard Month or Movember in Australia. It's also Mustache Month in Australia. Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. Pet Diabetes Month. Picture Book Month. Might be doing some of that tomorrow. You never know. PPSI AIDS Awareness Month. Prematurity Awareness Month. PTA Healthy Lifestyles Month. Stomach Cancer Awareness Month. Sweet Potato Awareness Month. What's the difference between a yam and a sweet potato? Wonder if you know. Teff and Millet Month, Triple Crown of Surfing. It's Vegan Month, Worldwide Bereaved Siblings Month. It's MADS, Tie One On for Safety Holiday Campaign. For this week, it's American Sand Sculpting Competition, Church State Separation Week, GERD Awareness Week, International Fraud Awareness Week, International Restorative Justice Week, National Family Week, National Farm City Week, National Game and Puzzle Week, Better Conversation Week. Maybe Ruth Altamara Roll can help us with that so we can avoid those blow-ups. It's National Deal Week. That started yesterday. And for today, it's National Jukebox Day and Tie One On Day. Be safe out there, folks. We've got better awareness nowadays than we ever did before, but some people get pretty down and unfortunately lose control. And if you see somebody that's in need of a little help, might do everybody a favor and see if you can somehow get them home safe and avoid any mishap that might hurt them or somebody else if they happen to take the keys. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLikes.com and a little Taylor Swift. Pick something and get involved.
Coming on.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and it is coming from the Good News Network. McKinley Corbley, on November 19th, posted this article. It says that cop stops addicted homeless man on the street and changes his life with a book. Anyone can turn a life around, even if it's as simple as giving them a book on the trunk of your car, which is exactly what Deputy Matt Holman did when he met Robert Morris back in February of 2016. Morris was in sorry shape at the time. He had been living in a tent in the woods after he had spiraled into addiction and alcoholism following the death of his mother, father, and sister. Though he was two surviving siblings, he has lost contact with them because of his condition. When Holman saw Morris walking through the rain late one night, he shined a spotlight on the homeless man and asked if he was okay. The two ended up walking together for a ways until they sat down in front of a nearby church in Greenville, South Carolina. Morris explained how floodwaters had washed his tent away and he had nowhere to go. We sat down and we had a long talk, and he was one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life, Morris said of the officer. When he was asked if he needed anything, he said, "Yeah, I need a Bible." And Holman explains that he usually carries around several of the church Christian tomes in the trunk of his squad car, but on that night in particular, he only had one, his personal Bible, that he filled with notes, bookmarks, scribbles, and highlighted passages. I didn't want to necessarily give it up, but I kind of felt like God was telling me he needs this more than I do. Deputy Holman said, and although he was really attached to that Bible, he relinquished it. Holman then went to buy a hot plate of food for Morris before parting ways. It was not, however, the last time that the officer would hear from him. 6 months later, Morris called 911, not because he had an emergency, but because he wanted to thank Holman, and he had no other way of reaching the deputy. He left a recorded message at the Greenville County Sheriff's Office crediting Holman for saving his life. After the encounter, Morris became inspired to check into an institution, recover his addiction, and reconnect with his siblings, all because of the deputy's kindness. And that's what it's all about, folks. If you can somehow, some way, not even realize it, it turns out that somebody's in need. And so it all takes is a little bit of caring and a little bit of extra effort, and you never know what you can do to help someone in need. And that's why that is Vitamin C for today. Well, pretty cool stuff there. We got celebrity birthdays coming up, but I think I'm going to have to postpone that for the time being because I'm running a little late. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three people still listed as missing as a search and rescue operation continues south of Japan to try to save those who'd been aboard a U.S. Navy aircraft that crashed a few hours ago. It had 11 people aboard, but again, Japan's defense minister and now the Pentagon confirming that 8 people have been rescued. That C-2 was on its way to the USS Ronald Reagan when it went into the Pacific waters. A U.S. airstrike in Somalia killing over 100 al-Shabaab terrorists.
The Pentagon says the attack hit a terrorist force about 125 miles from the Somali capital of Mogadishu on Tuesday. A statement from the U.S. Africa Command says the airstrike was designed to disrupt attacks on U.S. forces and their allies. About 500 U.S. troops are serving in Somalia. American forces have launched 7 airstrikes in Somalia in the past 2 weeks.
That's Mark Mayfield reporting. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Friday is good. Black Friday is better. But Black Friday at Staples is better than better. Hurry to Staples this Black Friday and get an HP Stream laptop for just $199. That includes 1 year of Office 365 Personal. Staples also has deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts. TGIBF. Thank goodness it's Black Friday at Staples, where HP Stream laptops are just $199. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
While supplies last. Valid 11/23 to 11/27/17.
Alabama U.S. Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore is speaking again, saying he's gearing up now to sue his sexual misconduct accusers. Moore speaking on the Alabama cable network yesterday.
We're talking about the Washington Post. We're talking about the women involved. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes time to develop a case and file a case, because you just don't go file a case without some proof. And we're getting proof.
Moore's to face Democrat Doug Jones in a December 12th special election for the Senate seat, vacated by now U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Yesterday, President Trump says of Jones,
I've looked at his record. It's terrible in crime. It's terrible in the border. It's terrible in the military.
The president and Vladimir Putin were talking about the conflict in Syria yesterday. As the White House says, Trump and the Russian president were chatting by phone, also reportedly discussing the North Korean nuclear crisis. Putin had met personally with the Syrian president just a few days ago. This is USA Radio News.
You gotta love getting the lowest prices of the year. Dell's Black Friday sale is on through November 26th and definitely doesn't hold back on the savings. Check out the huge doorbusters on the best brands of electronics, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. Just call 800-BUY-DELL. Did we mention there's free shipping and extended returns? For the year's absolutely lowest prices, shop these doorbusters right now with Dell's Black Friday sale. Just visit Dell.com/Black Friday or call 800-BUY-DELL.
The music world is eulogizing the late David Cassidy, the teen idol in the 1970s, who initially became famous on the hit TV show The Partridge Family, but went on to become an actor, appearing on Broadway in the 90s and performing music until not too long ago, when he finally ended his touring career by announcing he was suffering from dementia. Cassidy dying a couple of days ago of liver and kidney failure, according to his family. People looking to buy real Christmas trees for their homes this year better get ready for a bit of a sticker shock. It seems a combination of western wildfires and a changing marketplace have driven the cost of a typical tree up by $20 or more. Here's a Utah Christmas tree lot operator who says,
I've been in this business for 32 years. And I've never had to pay the prices that I'm paying.
A Chinese company that's little known in the West is now one of the biggest tech companies in the world, as Tencent was valued at over $500 billion yesterday when shares of the company hit record numbers on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Tencent's known for its popular messaging service, WeChat, which has over a billion users. The company now joins Apple, Alphabet, Facebook, Amazon, and Microsoft as a tech company worth at least $500 billion. Speaking of tech, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And speaking of tech, I got to thank Microsoft for their Windows Update 10, which has made my computer freeze, so I don't have any intro music for Michelle today. But
oh,
good morning.
No. That's okay. I won't sing any intro music either. Although I was singing in my head, you know, David Cassidy, definitely someone in my childhood. And actually, I was kind of giggling to myself because around this time of year, my mom would break out the 8-track tape of the Partridge Family Christmas album. And so, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago when I was in a record store, I found the Partridge Family on CDs. And I got them for both my sisters.
Did you? All right.
So we can still listen to them and bring back memories of decorating our Christmas tree.
Yeah. No, I remember that. I used to... interesting thing. They brought the Partridge Family on after the Monkees. The Monkees were the first pseudo rock group playing that actually was lip syncing and all that. And then the Monkees were all upset that they were lip syncing. And eventually they actually learned to play instruments. And went on tour, but then when they closed that show down, the Partridge Family came out, and I don't know what rock I lived under. I was telling my wife last night when I was talking about David Cassidy, I said I was reading an article, and Shirley Jones was his stepmother. I had no idea.
Oh, right.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
So, I say, I do remember learning about that, yeah.
Yeah, no, Shirley Jones was a step. I knew David, Sean Cassidy was a step brother or a half brother. But I had no idea that Shirley Jones and Keith Partridge were related somehow. But
yeah, very, very interesting.
And they were the only two that were actually allowed to sing on the show. Everybody else, was a band in the background. I'll have to look it up again. It was So that was one of your was it a heartthrob, Michelle? Were you?
I guess it probably was a heartthrob. I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
And then, my older sister Karen, she was in love with Sean Cassidy, so she had the posters of him everywhere in her room. Yep.
No, I like Susan Day. I was always watching Susan Day.
Uh-huh.
So, there you have it.
Oh, boy. And it reminds me, they just don't make shows like they used to.
No, they don't, unfortunately.
No. So I guess we'll spend a few minutes talking about the market today and talk about Thanksgiving.
That's cool.
But, yeah, yesterday was certainly a nice little recovery in the markets. And so far this morning, actually, we're continuing in that little trend. The Dow futures up about 48. S&P up 3, NASDAQ up 9. We had some earnings coming in from Salesforce, Deere, Rockwell Automation, all came in above their estimates. Rockwell Automation rejected the latest takeover bid from Emerson Electric, saying that it wasn't really a good deal for them at this point. And then some big news in terms of Hewlett-Packard Enterprises, even though they came out with their earnings and they beat both on earnings and revenue. Meg Whitman announced that she'll be leaving her role as CEO effective February 1st, 2018. So the shares are down 6%. So that was an interesting little tidbit of news. But basically she said, she feels it's time to transfer the reins and, have the company continue moving in a positive direction. Obviously they've had their challenges over the years. But she will be stepping away. And then other news, good old Uber back in the news.
Yep.
So came out that Uber hid a data hack that affected up to 57 million users and drivers for over a year. So I'm sure we'll be hearing much more about that over the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. Oh, yes, yesterday, everyone's probably already heard, but the president said before a cabinet meeting that the administration was going to, quote, give the American people a huge tax cut for Christmas.
All right.
So we'll obviously we'll continue to pay attention to that. We still don't know exactly what the tax reform is going to look like and when it may start kicking in. But then other news for today, we have the Fed minutes being released. So, I'm sure the day before Thanksgiving, investors are going to be poring over the minutes for any indications as to what they're going to do in the next couple of months. But that's where we are today. It'll probably be a relatively light day for trading since a lot of folks are heading out of town if they haven't already done so already. But it does look like on the day before Thanksgiving, we will at least open a little bit in the green and see where we go from here.
Right. And this is one of those unusually light days in volume, which I don't know. Sometimes it turns out to be depending on the sentiment of the investors that are still in there, it can make some big swings because you don't have as many people balancing out the transactions.
Right.
So best you know what you're doing when you get into these things because when we've had a 20 or plus percent increase in the markets over the last couple of months, people can play a lot of games today. So be on the lookout.
Very true.
Yep. So,
yes.
All right. So a tax cut, that would be great, but it's a big business nowadays, President Trump. I just got my TurboTax software in the mail the other day.
Yeah.
It takes months to program that stuff.
Uh-huh.
and even if ignore the software for just a minute. Those tax forms are being printed right now for, that are being put in every library and every county municipal government around and the post office.
Exactly.
So, it's not something you can just switch in a moment's notice and make everybody happy, but you're going to lose a lot of money in doing so.
Oh, absolutely. 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 Yeah. Huge amounts of money.
So.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
And from what I'm hearing and reading, don't know how much it will actually benefit most people, but we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, I mean, I read the fact that they were going to, the proposal was doubling the standard deduction. And
right.
I did some quick math for myself, and as soon as you throw in a doubling of the standard deduction, wiped out a lot of typically what I write off. So,
Right.
So that wasn't bad. And if they take the AMT out, then you really, that was always a surprise, right? You go through the gyrations of getting this tax form filled out, and at the end you find out it had nothing to do with it because the more deductions you piled in, the more the AMT took over. And
exactly. If they get rid of the AMT, that'll make a lot of folks happy because it's one of those things that nobody still quite understands, but yet they get hit with it, and they're like, wait a minute.
So we'll see.
So it'll make a lot of folks happy, including the accountants, I'm sure.
Well, it's an interesting point. I mean, there's a whole business that's involved in helping accountants. You know, they're making money by doing this type of work.
I would say that's true. If things are a little simpler, people may go back to doing things on their own or using the software again. So
I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's
going to wash somehow because there are so many people I know that don't even balance their checkbook, much less one in there. Yeah, I know. Much less want to fill out a tax form.
That's true.
Anyway, all right. So here's my question for you today. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. What's your favorite out of all the plates that are out there on the table? What's the one that you always want closest to you?
Oh wow, that's a really good question. That is a really good question. I'm probably going to have to go with the stuffing.
Stuffing. Is there any particular ingredient in the stuffing that you really like?
Just the way my mom has always made it. It's pretty simple, so it's got the typical celery, onion, butter, breadcrumbs.
It's the old Pepperidge Farm, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, the old Pepperidge Farm. I don't know what it is. I've asked this question to a lot of people, and I would say that one is the majority answer, and somehow, some way, it always correlates to that emotional feeling. You know that mom.
Yeah,
that's the way mom made it.
Right.
Amazing.
And it's funny because every once in a while we try to say, "Oh, let's try a different stuffing recipe," and they're very good. But then we still go back to the old, the way that mom always made it, because it brings you right back to all the years of the big Thanksgiving dinners together.
Yeah. Cool. Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving, and
you too.
And looks like the weather's just going to be fabulous for the next 5 to 7 days. So
excellent.
I'm sure you'll be out and about and with your family, which you always do, and have a great time. And start, I guess you got to start working on the Christmas list, eh?
I know. My daughter already said, "Mom, are we going Black Friday Christmas shopping?" And I looked at her, I'm like, "Are you crazy? When have I ever gone Black Friday Christmas shopping? That's the last place I want to be. We'll go local to some of the local shops and things on Small Business Saturday, but I'm certainly not hitting any of the malls. It's not my thing.
Cool. All right, Michelle, we'll talk to you next Monday. Have a great one.
All right, have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony, very supportive of 100ChamberRadio.com and 100 Chamber of Commerce. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning 100 and HuntChimber.com. We're going to be right back with Diane Lane going on vacation.
Everybody run down! Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, it's very fitting to talk with Diane Lane on the supposedly the busiest travel day of the year.
Yes.
Amazing. You know, I was I flew back from Myrtle Beach on Saturday.
Okay.
I felt like I was in the airport by myself.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Well, maybe because a lot of the college kids are already at home.
Maybe. I was shocked, really. And it was one of the first times that the actual plane left on time.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take it. Because
they're saying, I think because the price of fuel is down, and a lot of people aren't going far.
Yeah.
You know, they're staying close to home, and the traffic pileup already around the country. I mean, that's all they've been showing on the news. You know, people are driving. So they're not taking the advantage of going overseas where the euro is low unless they really want to. I mean, I think that's what it's coming down to. I think everybody's just holding their breath to see what happens next.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I going to tell you? Everybody's got to travel. It's got the travel bans back on, you know.
Yep.
A lot of people got caught by surprise by that, so... Mm. They're doing all kinds of new stuff in security.
Yeah.
And we got to keep pushing people. Got to get passports.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because one of the other things I was doing down in Myrtle Beach was I was helping a friend who just moved down there, and we went over the DMV in South Carolina, and they aren't even prepared to hand out real IDs yet.
Oh, my God.
So he actually had to get his regular license. And they said they have the paperwork or they'll have the materials to provide a real ID, R-E-A-L ID, first quarter of 2018.
But so, they know it's coming.
Yeah, but so there's still kind of this malaise about the fact that if you get a real ID from your state, Uh-huh. That will be good enough at this point compared to a passport.
Oh my God!
But I, you know, at some
point
they're
not offering that here in New Jersey.
Well, many of the states are still in an extension process.
Oh, okay.
So
I think we're in an extension process too, but not for long.
Yeah, no, you have to comply at some point, but yep. You apply, the state applies for an extension from the federal government. But in the meantime, it's possible at some point this is all going to crash and burn and we're going to need to get passports. So just get it done.
Everybody's going to be rushing like crazy.
Yeah. Yep. So just get it done now because it's going to be a nightmare later.
Wow.
So.
Anyway, a new thing is coming in, and I don't know if they're going to see it here in the States yet. Biometrics. It's facial recognition technology coming to an airport.
Yes, I did read about that.
In Aruba, KLM passengers flying to Amsterdam's airport can go through a check-in all the way. Boarding without a ticket and one passport check, and Boston Logan is in a recent trial conducted at the boarding gate by JetBlue.
Yep.
So they're allowing them to fly hands-free. JetBlue is testing the same process on flights Boston to San Domingo, Dominican Republic, okay?
Uh-huh.
Singapore's airport has got a new 21-gate terminal, which opened the end of October. State-of-the-art system allows self-service options, check-in, bag drop, immigration, and boarding. So I think that's what they're trying to push at LaGuardia, I think, when they get done. So they have their photo taken, the faces checked against the image held in the biometric chip, along with their e-passport or against airline passenger manifest, and they move on through the airport without the need for a manual identity check.
Now, I'm sure it's fairly new to you as well, but are they planning on taking your photo that it would be more permanent, or are they taking your photo at that particular check-in time?
I don't know,
time.
Because they're saying it's on record. It's got a biometric chip of their e-passport.
E-passport.
Held in a biometric chip. Like Aruba, Amsterdam route, it's being taken further. The data is stored in a check-in used to verify identities automatically as travelers pass camera stations at bag check, security, and boarding gates. In other words, one space more or less becomes both passport and ticket.
Yeah.
So they're saying it's going to likely spread around the reducing lines, speeding the time to get in from check-in and gate, and decreasing the number of staff the airlines and the airports require. Because these TSI agents are not picking up stuff when they do the trial runs to test them.
Well, I don't see how this is going to solve that problem.
I don't know. They're going to have to do better screening for the luggage and stuff.
Yeah, that's a whole different avenue. But this is talking about the fact that you go to the ticket counter right now, and somebody's got to compare you to your photo.
Yeah.
And instead of that,
it's going to be in the next 12 to 18 months, we're going to see a lot of changes.
Yeah, and then
it's
going
to be all of a sudden, a lot of things are going to be happening, you know? But they think by 2020, you're going to see all the major airports are going to shift to biometric models. So privacy experts are raising concerns about widespread deployment of facial recognition.
Yep.
You know?
Yes. Absolutely.
When governments are involved.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I spy, here I come?
Well, it's, come on, it's already out there. I mean, when you got your passport, that's sitting somewhere. Somebody's got that.
Yeah.
So if you think there's any additional privacy concerns, you've already given up your privacy by getting the passport in the first place.
Yeah, you're giving all your documents to the U.S. government to research who you are to give you a passport.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So that's
done. It just enhances the risk that your face will be used in ways that travelers didn't expect, okay?
Yeah.
Like in Brisbane, they have a smart pass check-in area in Air New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
They go all the way to the aircraft without needing, again, to show identification or a boarding pass.
Yeah, well, that's not bad. I hope it works. When they brought those scanners in, those ones where you raise your hand above your head, that was a nightmare initially too. So, they better have backup plans.
Well, they're saying at the security gates as well as boarding gates, passengers will have to keep track of passports, driver's license, and boarding passes, making the airport journey easier. Okay, while parents are shepherding multiple toddlers for a flight. I mean, I can say that because my daughter has twins.
Right.
And just to
get them. She said, Mom, it was a nightmare just to get everything through between the car seats and yep. checking the stroller and,
yeah.
and your luggage and everything.
Yep.
Families who have 3, 4, 5 kids, it's a big deal, and you better bring a sitter or extra pair of hands to handle it because it does get absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Well, so we're trying. We'll see.
Yeah, no, it's a tough battle over there.
Well, and it's going to be a money saver definitely for the airports and the airlines.
Yes, absolutely.
Singapore officials are saying that they've already, new terminal reduced the staffing by 20% once the operations have been stabilized. Yeah, because you're not worrying about training people anymore.
Yeah.
The machines are doing it for you. Just like when we had production here in the States, the car manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a computer putting the car together.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Well, we'll see. At some point, we're going to see a reduction in our fares. I don't think so.
I don't know if that has anything to do with the airlines. If they have to pay money towards the efficiency of what the airports. I mean, they pay for parking at the gates.
Right.
That's the privilege. Okay. Right. But who pays for the running of the airports?
I don't know.
The federal government. So how are they going to get their money?
Well, it's got to be part of the taxes that you pay on the flight. On the
Maybe,
ticket.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the avionics company is Rockwell Collins.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are seeing the increased airport efficiency and reduced terminal congestion.
Sure.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Okay.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Verifying that data against passport.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
You know? So,
well, they're going to add more people over at that spot. I mean, I just got my fingerprints done yesterday. You always got to go and talk to somebody because they got to roll your fingerprints and do them in a certain manner so that they can be scanned properly. So,
did you do a global entry thing for check-in?
No.
They take your fingerprints for that.
No, I did it for something else. But
oh. Yeah. Global entry is a $100 fee for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you go down, you make the appointment at the airport, and they do your fingerprints, they take your pictures, they take the whole thing. So I've done that, and I didn't do it for my husband yet, because he has to go.
Is that different than...
Members should be able to camouflage payments with their office budget. So there are two different pots of money at stake here. The slush fund created in 95, but then the average office budget that every member of Congress has. You need transparency in both of those.
Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis earlier today speaking out on the fact that there needs to be more transparency regarding congressional budgets and where money is spent at congressional offices. This all comes to light after it was found out that Democratic Congressman John Conyers paid a woman out of his staff budget $27,000 instead of a slush fund that was created to pay sexual harassment allegations. President Trump is beginning his day before Thanksgiving, spending part of his time on Twitter. In a series of tweets, the president slammed NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell for considering allowing athletes to remain in the locker room during the national anthem.